Okay, now there was a motion before.
Wait a minute, is that two-thirds is required?
No, it fails. We don't have two-thirds.
A motion to adjourn is just a majority. It doesn't require two-thirds.
Okay, well, we didn't get a majority either.
Right.
So now we're back, and I'll entertain a motion to continue the meeting.
Point of order?
Yes.
I know we're at the 3 hours, but what happens when you run out of time is you vote the motion on the table. So, that's it.
Go ahead.
Unless you vote to extend time.
Well, that requires a two-thirds.
Point of order, Jack?
Yes.
I thought I heard, and I might be mistaken, I thought I heard a motion to extend by 15 minutes. I'm not sure.
There was not.
There was not.
I didn't hear it.
You did.
Okay, it requires two-thirds.
Well, looks like we probably won't get it, so I withdraw my second.
Okay.
I will second it. Jamie.
Okay. Madam Secretary, take the roll to extend, please.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Nia Bediaco. Nia? Nia Bediaco? Evelyn Bethune? Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane? Mike Martin?
No.
Essia Nongaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
No.
No. Sarah Randawa? George Reiter?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
Pass.
Lori Taguma?
I'm sorry, what was the step for?
To extend for 15 minutes.
No.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
No.
Yasha Manaka?
Yes.
Nia.
Sorry.
Nia? To extend for 15
minutes.
Sorry. Is it to extend for 15 minutes?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Who is that?
This is Joe. I'm changing my vote to yes.
Joe, you're changing your vote to yes. Okay. And Nia, you voted?
Yes, I guess we'll be here till.
Nia, speak up.
I said yes, we'll be here until.
Okay. And Bonnie?
I'm voting yes.
You're voting yes.
Okay, it's extended for 15 minutes.
Madam, could I have a reading of what we are now discussing?
I think we're voting on the last thing, is the approval of Joe's motion as amended.
Point of order. What's on the floor is the original motion. Joe's amendment can be made now, and we can vote on it, yes or no, and then vote on the whole thing. But what's in order now, the motion before the floor is as he originally made it. And there's time to amend it if he wants to reintroduce it.
Point of information?
Yes.
Joe has sent us two separate motions in the past 5 minutes. I'd like to know which one he is putting forward.
Yeah, thank you for asking that. I wanted to clarify to the most recent version, which clarified, I think the last version confused my intent. So the current version reads that the Pacifica National Board will hire the firm of Glick and Gutierrez pending a review of the reference, then the board directs the finance committee to identify monies that can be used for this contract. I mean, that's, that language wasn't originally there, and it was considered an amendment. That's the language of the motion.
Madam Chair, point of order, this is Mike.
Go ahead, Michael.
I seconded Joe's first motion. That's the language. Right. I seconded it, and it's been seconded, and it now belongs to the body. So that's the motion that's before the PNB, not the second one, but the first one.
Point of order?
Go ahead, George.
That whole conversation was out of order, and we...
Well, you should have called a point of order at the time, George.
I did call a point of order, and we then voted on, what was it, to extend time, I think it was. All of that didn't happen. All of that was not in order, and we already agreed on that.
I think that the motion that Mike seconded, even if
Mike can amend it the way he wants. That's okay too.
I'm not going to go through all that crap. I seconded the first motion. If you don't want to honor it, you don't want to follow Robert's rules, rule by anarchy, fine. I don't care.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead. Point of order.
First of all, this one that Joe wrote here, 10:58 p.m. Right?
Yeah.
Because I asked the question, could I speak to Joe to ask him how many references, are they all 27? Because
yes.
Those reports were taken, so forth and so on. And then he made the amendment. So nobody objected to the friendly amendment. I didn't hear anybody say that they object. So what he has here, 10:58, the Pacifica National Board would hire the firm of Glick and Gutierrez pending a review of their references. The board also directs the finance committee to identify monies that can be used to pay for this contract. The final decision hiring the consultant will be made after resource allocation assessment is made by the finance committee. I think that's what Mike has said, that, you know, and that's when I made the flip remark. That's what we should have been doing rather than challenging Sherry. That's at 10:58. The meeting wasn't over.
Right. I agree with that. And that's the motion on the floor right now.
Point of order. That's just not so. What point of order, George?
Go ahead.
At the time that conversation about Joe wanting to amend his motion, he wanted to introduce it as a friendly amendment, which really has no standing. But at that point, we were out of time, and we had to either vote, and we had to vote on the amendment, the motion as it stood. That was the situation. I said that at the time, and we agreed to that, and we voted, in fact, to extend time. So now we're in a position where we can amend this motion any way you like. But that's what actually happened.
Kathy on the staff.
Go ahead, Kathy.
AC Bird.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I would like to amend the original motion to include those additions, friendly amendment, as Nia just read it. Can we vote that up or down?
Well, only if your amendment is seconded.
That's what Joe wrote, and that was already seconded.
Seconded, Carolyn.
So can we second it again?
Seconded, Carolyn here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yosh for the stack.
AC, you're next.
And Bonnie after Yosh.
I have a different count here, and I thought it took two-thirds to override the original order. Mm-hmm. Override the original order to end of 3 hours.
AC's right again.
I'm the one who wrote the motion. That's exactly what I wrote. That's what I said before.
Well, it wasn't two-thirds.
Yes, it was.
That's right. This meeting's over.
No,
it was two-thirds.
It was two-thirds. It was
five. No. You only gained 5 votes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it was 7 votes.
It was not.
13-5.
I don't think. I have only, I was marking them down. I marked only 9 votes. 4.
Okay, it was 13 to 5.
13
to 5.
Well, wait a minute. Before you say that, could we have a count of the votes?
The motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Was not.
Yeah.
It was...
Thirds, and if we don't have two-thirds...
Wait, Bonnie, what?
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It was 11 no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes.
That's not two-thirds, is it?
No, it's not two-thirds.
This meeting's over.
A motion to adjourn requires only a majority.
Well, you're wrong, George. You're talking about a local rule here.
I've got the thing right in front of my face.
Yeah, the motion's not the rule.
What page?
All right, I need... Wait, George...
Point of information, Margaret.
No, George and Mike.
What page of Robert's Rules, George?
Just a moment.
Excuse me, Grace. Mike and George only.
Well, the question I have for you, madam, here.
Margaret.
Margaret and AC, wait a minute, please. George and Mike on this issue.
Okay, so
okay,
on page...
It's page 6 of the appendix of Robert's
Rules. Grace, I'm asking George and Mike. I can't have everybody talking. Now we're almost done with the second 15 minutes. They can handle it. George.
I thought we were talking about a local PNB rule here. A PNB modified rule with regard to adjournment that we discussed some time ago.
It's point of order.
Mike.
That's my answer.
Okay. And George.
I don't.
Madam
I don't,
Chair, can you?
What exactly was the rule? Ordinarily, a motion to adjourn requires just a majority, and that's what it says on page 6 of the tables, and that's what it's always been as a majority. So, what is the special rule that Mike is citing?
Mike, what is the special? Mike, what is the special? I will not entertain it until this is resolved. Mike, what is the special rule?
I thought that AC had cited. And that is that the PNB decided to initiate time constraints on its meetings, and ruled that if they would not go over 3 hours, and the only way that it could go over 3 hours is if 2/3 majority agreed.
I think that's correct, George.
And that's what we did. We voted to go.
The question is, what happens at the end of the 3 hours? Do you adjourn automatically? What actually happened was that a motion was made to adjourn. As far as I can see, that's got nothing to do with the special rule, which would have had to been to extend time. We did vote to extend time. It required 2/3, and that's what we got. So I don't see the point that Mike is making.
This is Grace. I have a compromise. Can I be recognized?
Yes.
I'd like to suggest that we continue this meeting either next Friday or Sunday, depending upon the will of this body, and we pick up where we left off here.
Second.
This is Wendy.
Good, Wendy.
I would just ask that it not be Friday. Sunday, at least, is a time when you're getting ready for work and it's
to
the grind. I can't do Friday, and I don't want anybody else to have to do Fridays either.
All right. So there's a motion on the floor to continue the meeting till Friday the 12th or Sunday the 14th, and it's been seconded. Wendy has asked that it be Sunday the 14th for the next meeting. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the meeting is continued until next Sunday the 14th.
I thought...